Welcome to Maseches Baba Metzia, Perek Dalid Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 4, Mishnah 3. We saw the introduction. This Mishnah deals with Oinah, overpricing, or price gouging. And today's Mishnahis, I taught Lulei Nishmas in the memory of Yaakov Nissen ben Moshe, may his neshama have an aliyah. So the Mishnah begins, Ha'oinah, when a person overcharges, Arba Kesef, it would be 4 coins, may Esrim v'Arba Kesef lasela. So if let's say a fellow, the object is worth 24 coins, and he takes an additional 4 coins. That is, says the Mishnah, shtus lamekach, a sixth more than it's actually worth. In that situation, the halacha is that he has to return to him the additional 4 coins that he overcharged him, that was overpriced. If he charged him more than that, let's say he charged 5 coins, so it was 29 coins, in that situation, the mekach is batum. The entire sale is enough, says the Mishnah. And Masai Mutar Lahaxer. Until what point to the fellow who was taken advantage of, able to come back and say, hey, give me back the money, or say, I don't want this sale to stand because you overcharged me. Says the Mishnah, Ad Kedei Sheyare Latagor Oilikroivai. The amount of time that it takes to show the item that he purchased to a merchant, or to maybe a relative who knows price values, that amount of time the person has to say, give me back the difference, or I want the sale to be batel if it's more than a sixth. However, says the Mishnah, if it's less than that amount, that's more than that amount of time, means he had plenty of time to do his due diligence, and he didn't do anything, then we assume that he was meichel, that he was willing to forego the difference so that he could actually have the object. Says the Mishnah, Hay Rabbi Tarfon Balud, Rabbi Tarfon ruled in Lod, in the city of Lod, Ha'ayna'a, the amount of aina'a, the amount of overpricing that a person is obligated to return, shemoina kesef lasela, 8 coins of silver for each sela, says the Mishnah, that is shlish la mekach, 1/3 of the price. A sela is worth 24 ma'is, and 8 out of 24 is 1/3. Now when this happens, says the Mishnah, the samchut hagare lud, those people that were experts in commerce and buying and selling, those people that were experts in overcharging, they were very happy because now they can make even more money. The opinion of the Pritanakama was that a sixth is already considered overpricing. He said, no, not until a third. So they were thrilled. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Tarfon added another caveat to this halacha, which made them not so happy. Kol hayoyim mutar l'hachzer. He said, I also disagree with the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says that the amount of time that you have to retract, to say you want your money back, or to be mevatel your mekach, to annul the sale totally, is the amount of time that it takes to go find a relative or a merchant or an expert to tell you if you were overpriced. But Rabbi Tarfon increased that, and he made it into kol hayoyim, that they have a full day to retract on the sale, which made it much easier to spot somebody or find out that you were overpriced, that someone took advantage of you. So Amrulai, the merchants, then said to Rabbi Tarfon, Yaniach Lonu Rabbi Tarfon Bim Koimenu. You know what? We'd rather go back to the original ruling that a sixth is considered Aina and only have a small amount of time where the fellow could come back than have a third being considered Aina or overpricing and letting the fellow have a whole day where he's definitely going to find out that we overcharged him. The Chazu, the Devich HaChamim, and they went back to the words of the Tanakama that it was only a sixth and the amount of time that you have is just the amount of time to show it to a Tagar, to show it to a merchant, or to show it to a relative. Wish you a fantastic Erev Shabbos and an amazing upcoming Shabbos Kodesh.